Hello, audio booers. You know what really grinds my gears is the fact that I'm a driving instructor. Okay, I've been a driving instructor for 3 years. Okay, I've been on the roads driving for 15 years as a normal driver. Okay, yes, I used to speed, and you know, when I was younger, I used to speed and cut corners and all this stuff. But you know, I learned that there's a better way of driving and a safer way of driving. When you notice that there's, you know, a lot of killings on the roads and stuff like that, from road accidents and collisions and stuff like that, you tend to think to yourself, boy, you know, I should start to think, you know, I want to better the road conditions. I want to better myself as a driver on the road. And I want to, you know, share my experience with others and show them how to drive the correct way. So, you know, I'll go through the training and I do the proper training through the company, become a driving instructor, and I'm teaching people. But, you know, I can't help noticing, you know, when I'm driving on my day off, yeah, I've got, you know, the company car, right, with all the, you know, stickers all over it and stuff like that, that, you know, I can't help noticing that, you know, other road users want, they assume that I am the pupil, even on my day off, okay? I am not the pupil, I am the instructor, okay? There is no need to shunt me, there is no need to tailgate me, and there is certainly no need to overtake me unnecessarily, okay? Because it's only 100 meters down there, you're going to come across a traffic light, a pedestrian crossing of some sort, and you're going to have to stop at the stop line. And I'm just going to crawl up to you on the left side, and I'm going to look at you in the window, and I'm going to be like, so you did that just to get here. Wow. Okay. And another thing is, you know, when I'm driving on my, I just notice these things. When I'm driving, you know, if I'm going to approach a junction on the right, and you know, I've got oncoming traffic coming towards me, don't give me way. All right. I'm there to wait. Okay. Don't give me way. Don't flash me. You know, there's no need to be flashing. You shouldn't flash. You shouldn't be waving your hands, because you're just causing a distraction to whoever that person is. Okay. And they're not going to be looking at where they're supposed to be going. Okay. I'm looking into the road, and I'm looking at you on the oncoming traffic, waiting for the time for me to go, giving me a point of turn and when to turn. Okay. Don't stop and give me way. You are not being a good driver, or you're not being a good Samaritan. You're trying to be a good Samaritan. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to, you know, give way to the pupil or whoever, but no, you can't. You just continue going, carry on. Okay. I will find the time to go. Okay. It's not good practice. Okay. So I'm just letting you guys know, that's what really grinds my gears, is that you assume that I am the pupil when in fact I am the instructor. I could actually teach you a thing or two, you know. And also, just because, you know, I'm driving to the speed limit, yeah, doesn't mean that I'm not going to give you way, you know. I will give you way eventually. It's when the opportunity arises. Don't drive dangerously, try to overtake me, because if I start driving 31 miles an hour in a 30 mile road, yeah, 30 speed, and then the speed limit is at 30 miles an hour, yeah, somebody is going to call up the call center and say, I just saw one of your driving instructors. They were driving at 31 miles an hour, and it was a 30 mile speed limit. So you need to sort out your driving instructors. No, okay. Listen, you just chill, okay. Take a chill pill. Give me 2 seconds distance between you and me, all right, behind, and then your time will come. Just be patient. You know, a lot of people have lost patience on the road nowadays, and you know, and that's what's causing so much accidents, because no one, you know, you feel like you can just, you know, be an inch away from my rear bumper, and you think you've got enough time and enough distance for you to stop in time when I stop. If I stop suddenly, you would have no time at all to stop. So, you know, that's my why am I still ranting? Okay, that's it. And that's it. Audio booers, I'm sorry for booing all this. Boo to you, boo to me. And that was my rant for today. That's what really grinds my gears. Good day to you.